funerals can be elaborate and costly, but there's a movement towards simplicity. Families in Tennessee will soon have an option for a green burial. It's in a park in Sumner County that will have hiking trails and picnic areas with occasional burial plots marked only by native stones, if at all. WPLN contributor Amy Askin reports on why some people want death to be a more natural experience.
Larkspur Conservation is 112 acres of serene rolling hills next to a state natural area. This will never be a cemetery covered in gravestones.
People that choose to be buried in this type of area are the people that want wildflowers blooming on their graves and butterflies fluttering about.
Executive Director John Christian Pfeiffer gives a tour, starting with an open meadow.
As you make your way to the edge of the meadow area, you'll reach the woodland. For those people that want to be buried where there are trees present or want to have a tree planted on their grave, they would be buried in the woodland area.
After 15 years in the funeral industry, Pfeiffer felt frustrated that families were having a hard time paying for pricey burials and weren't satisfied in the end. So he rode trains across the country for months talking to people to find out how they would prefer to handle death. The same themes kept coming up.
Choice, flexibility, simplicity, celebration. They are looking for meaning in these rituals. They don't want to just spend $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 on something that has no value to them.
He returned to Nashville and was instantly hired to help plan the new conservation burial ground. The first thing to go, embalming. It uses formaldehyde and chemicals to slow the process of decomposition. Pfeiffer says the practice is unnatural and harms the environment. And there's more. I give Pfeiffer a list of the typical expenses at a modern funeral and ask whether Larkspur's burial will have them.
Makeup and clothes.
Only if you choose.
Casket.
Only if you choose.
Vault to go around the casket.
Absolutely not. It's prohibited.
Headstone.
Only a native stone from our property.
Hearse.
No.
Clergy.
Religious leader, celebrant, anyone's welcome.
The idea for Larkspur originally came from Becca Stevens, a Nashville reverend who had long been bothered by the high cost and pomp at funerals. She was inspired by Jewish and Islamic traditions that tend to be more natural, and in all the years she has officiated at funerals, she remembers the simple ones at private cemeteries as most healing.
We should be able to remember somebody's life and celebrate it and grieve them and do that without thinking, and I'm going broke.
But being wrapped in a shroud and buried in a shallow grave may not be appealing to everyone. Here's Roy Hamley, a retired death and dying professor at Lipscomb University.
For some people, the thought of their loved one's body not being kept dry and not destroyed, the idea is offensive to some folks.
But Hamley thinks the idea will catch on.
For a lot of people, this body is not what's going to be internal. Our spirit, obviously, is the eternal part, and so it doesn't matter what happens to the body. For most religious groups, it's what happens with the spirit.
It is a foreign concept to people, which seems odd, really, because this is such a natural way to do it.
That's Kelly Joyner. Months ago, her dying mother's wish was for a natural burial that wouldn't put toxins into the environment. She also asked Kelly to plant a native tree right on top of her.
My first thought was, I'm going to have to drive to Oregon.
Then she found Larkspur. Her mother's cremated remains will be one of the first buried here. The tree selected will come from outside the cave that was Mark Twain's inspiration for Huckleberry Finn, in accordance with her mom's love of books.
We could hug the tree, and it was like she was hugging us back.
Natural burial sounds more appealing to Sharon McKeon Bounds, too. When her husband died in 2005, the small graveside funeral and burial cost her $13,000, but left her feeling flat.
When you're looking at the casket, behind that were these bulldozers and men with shovels just waiting for it to get over. There was nothing peaceful about it.
Though she's healthy today at 72, she's already planned her burial at Larkspur, with a Tennessee yellowwood tree planted on her grave for friends to enjoy.
They could just sit there in the environment and have a picnic and reminisce.
It's a place where the land will be preserved, but the bodies will go back to dust. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.